There's an alarming trend taking place in Southeast Asia. I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Religious tensions are heating up in Indonesia, but we can be proactive in our prayer from wherever we are. And in so many difficult situations, the local church is the one consistently responding with help. It's the same for part of the world you probably don't think much about. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. Earlier this month, the World Watch Monitor reported that the country of Indonesia has been experiencing a rise in Islamic extremism. FMI's Bruce Allen was in the country over the summer.
You'll see Muslim clerics in the mosques that are known for their radical ideology, inciting the people of those mosques or Muslims in the community to do violence. I've seen that happen on a number of occasions where the Muslim clerics are demanding that the Muslims of the community rise up against Christians and churches and attack them.
But the rise in Islamic extremism is also coming from another source.
Foreign states are actually funding radical seminaries and schools where people are being taught. In the past four decades, Saudi Arabia has established more than 150 mosques in Indonesia, providing school books and bringing in their brand of preachers and teachers.
And it doesn't stop there. Those in Islamic extremism are also being taught to hate and attack other minorities too, including non-Sunni Muslims. So please pray for the protection of Christians in Indonesia and for Islamic extremists to come to Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. We shared earlier this month how 20 veterans take their lives every day. As National Suicide Prevention Month winds down, we wanted to bring to attention again the resources found at Set Free Ministries. Dean Vandermeer of Set Free explains that while soldiers are trained for combat situations, they're poorly prepared for the mental and emotional battle that takes place when they get home.
They come back home, they're released from their duties, they lose their band of brothers, they lose their mission, their meaning and purpose, and they're left with all of the horrors of war.
While there's more awareness and resources for mental struggles like PTSD and depression, very little about the spiritual battle is acknowledged. Vandermeer says many times the baggage stems from an inability to forgive.
So we have to deal with these guys who come back hurt, angry, bitter, angry at commanders that made poor decisions that led them into harm's way, angry at the enemy that did horrible atrocities to them and their men. There's a lot of anger, there's a lot of hurt, and these guys need to be walked with.
Set Free is helping people find freedom through God's Word. These counseling sessions are free. To get connected for help or to support Set Free Ministries, head to missionnews.org. Finally, Abkhazia is a small, disputed state off the Black Sea. It's been over two decades since the war with Georgia, but the region is still recovering. It's in this region that SOAR International is reaching out with hope. Joanna Mangione says that along with the startling unemployment rates, there's this shocking data.
30% of the kids who are born in Abkhazia are disabled. But this percentage being so high leaves a huge need out there because they don't have government assistance.
Next week, SOAR's local church partners are running their first of two annual camps, this one for children with disabilities and their families. And it addresses a few layers of need.
It's a blessing for the families, and it's a blessing for the children to just receive tons and tons of love. But also, it's an opportunity to teach them rehabilitation exercises and movements and therapy.
Along with the physical and emotional support, these churches are reaching out with the hope of the gospel. Mangione says there are a few ways you can help.
Take a day that week to pray for the kids and for the camp and the staff members in Abkhazia. Pray for the parents who are coming.
And to financially support these camps, just head to missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.